Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into Western Michigan wide receiver Sky Moore. 5'10", 195, 4.41 in the 40. That translates to a 95.8 height-adjusted speed score. Good speed, but short is basically the formula there, and what that equals out to being. So a little bit below the median there. 34.5 vert, that's 36th percentile. 125 broad jump, 75th percentile. Short shuttle, 4.32, that's 29th percentile. 7.13 in the three cone, 21st percentile. And I have a metric that also looks at three cone versus expectation. And he was actually almost a quarter of a second below expectation. It has to do with like size and weight and stuff. It's 17th percentile. So not great there in terms of all the stuff. Again, for his size, a little bit slow. I think in raw, just raw speed, right? If you're just to put a clock on, it's pretty fast. 4.41 is pretty fast. So, but I do think some limitations there in terms of his physical profile. Just missed a 20% breakout at 18 years old, but broke out to a 41.2% threshold at 20. So 20 and 30% thresholds both met at 20. So it's the older bucket, but it's better than it being 22, for example. So, and just missed like 19.96. So it doesn't quite get there, but just short of 20% breakout at 18 years old. Yards per team passing attempt on his career at 2.85, 95th percentile. 2.92 yards per route run in his career, 90th percentile. 29.1% of his routes he was targeted on, 85th percentile. 16.2% of his targets were contested, 64th percentile. So again, we're looking very positive here. Broken tackle once per 3.8 receptions, over 90th percentile. Max yards per route run, 86th percentile. Max, his max of percentage of his routes targeted on, 86th percentile as well. So good across the board, I would say productive by and large, and checks a lot of those boxes. So like to see that in terms of all of that. Where does he sort of fit in tape-wise? A small sort of versatile guy is probably a way to describe him. I think of like a slot guy who can actually play a little bit outside, but can run some vertical stuff. And that's kind of what I think with him. Like, it's not just a, where Edelman was a lot of like linear, you know, left to right option routes, that sort of thing. You look at a guy from that runs a lot of vertical slot stuff. T.Y. Hilton did a lot of that, or does, I guess. I'm not writing him off yet. But you look at some of the guys in that mold that run a lot of their stuff. Christian Kirk is a good example of that. Runs a lot of like the vertical stuff. You can either have basically more of a vertical slot or a short area slot. He can do a little bit of both. So I think that's pretty interesting. I like that in terms of what he has to offer. I know the analytics community likes him. There's aspects of the analytics community that really like Sky Moore. I think he's good, right? I think he's a good player. Some of the stuff here from the draft guides, inside outside versatility, sudden off the line of scrimmage, utilizing varied footwork and jukes off the line of scrimmage, easy separation with the ability to threaten defenses over the top. So I think that's a pretty favorable there from the Ringer. You look at some other stuff here. PFF didn't play wide receiver in high school, which I think is notable. Again, you look at some development stuff and you say, all right, well, is it predictive? Maybe not, but is it helpful in terms of understanding the arc, right? Think of growth mindset, that sort of thought process on a lot of these guys is like, hey, why are they sort of slow to develop? Well, they weren't really wide receivers coming out. He is expected mid-second round. Again, you have mid-second round and have some growth potential on that, right? You like to see that. The question is what's the overall ceiling? But I do think from a floor perspective, hey, if there's room to, if he's gonna can come in and be productive, play a little all over the place and you know, inside, outside, short stuff and run some vertical stuff, right? There's some optionality there and the ability to grow. So definitely like that. Couldn't touch him in a phone booth was their quote. Short but not small. I think that's good. Running as a run as a route runner, telegraphing where he's going. So some questions there in terms of that. I actually thought he was a little bit shiftier. I think there's a little bit of debate in the film community about his ability as a route as a route runner ultimately. Some stuff here from my colleague at Football Guys, Matt Waldman, starring as both a split end and a slot option, displays big playability and red zone target stuff when matched up one-on-one, and catching the middle of the field. Again, pretty versatile. Raw skills are where he needs to develop. Again, press releases and sort of that type of stuff. I think that's more of like learned behavior, learned technique, playing the wide receiver position a little bit more. And listen, if he's going to play inside, if he's going to play outside, he's not going to play X, right? So he's going to play in the slot or he's going to play more of the Z stuff. And I think you can get away with not knowing how to break press and doing a lot of that stuff as a rookie sort of in that mindset. So I'd be interested, and you look at some of the, I guess some of the like the smaller guys of recent of recent draft classes and look at a guy, for example, like Tutu Atwell, who I think had a much less diverse game. When he came out of school, it was much more just a burner. I think Sky Moore offers a little bit. Sky Moore's bigger, too. It's not necessarily fair to Tutu Atwell to sort of put him in the same thing. But you look at guys drafted in day two and what potential roles could be, that's one I think is very it's a bigger role than a guy like Tutu Atwell could have been, I think, reasonably expected to play coming out of school. So ultimately, you know, where do we think of him? I think we look at him in a there's some comps from PFF that pop up I think are interesting. Chris Givens, who actually had some success with the Rams back in the early part of the century, the early part of the decade, last decade, 2012 he was drafted in. Michael Gallup pops up as a comp, Mario Manningham, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Boyd, Golden Tate, Tyler Lockett, Greg Jennings, Chris Godwin, Zay Jones. Some good success stories there. You think of Godwin, pretty good success story, Lockett as well, Golden Tate. A little bit. I think that Sky Moore has a little bit more verticality than Golden Tate does. But if you think about current guys, Lockett, right? I think there's a little bit of a blend between the two there stylistically. Cooks, I think, is an interesting one. More as a perimeter guy than anything else. I don't think he'll have the draft capital of Brandon Cooks. If you look at all the comps that PFF generated, none of them outside of Brandon Cooks had first round pedigree, all of them on day two. And I think there's some stuff blended in there. It's best matching features of drafted guys. So a lot of his stuff comes back on day two. So I think that's an interesting aspect of his profile. So I'm interested. I think I'm probably more interested in if he's going to be wide receiver 10-ish or so, then I think we're a little bit more in tune with that. He's wide receiver 9 right now in terms of some of the expected draft position stuff over at Grinding the Mocks, 42.5. I don't think there's any possible chance he's going to be a first rounder or anything like that. But I do think mid, later second, and you start looking at the later second again, that's where you get some better quarterback situations. And if he falls in that range, maybe not necessarily the worst landing spot for him, right? You'd rather, I think, as a player like Sky Moore, hey, he does have some development to do, but you know, can come in and contribute a little bit right off the jump. And ultimately, develop some as well, right? I think you have lots of opportunity there to grow, having a good staff in place, as well as having a good quarterback and some stability there would help in that development. So like all of that, and I'm interested to see again where he goes. The cost, it'll be important as well. But I think you're looking wide receiver 10 or so, right? And he is an early declare coming out as a sophomore, even though he's a shade older at 21.6 years old. I think he was one of the guys that actually didn't play. And I don't know if Western Michigan didn't play like their season because of COVID or whatnot, but he had a skipped year in that process. So just for what that's worth, he is an early declare from that range. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Sky Moore, and till next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.